here we go. So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out. Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with the one?
8:42 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 67 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We'd love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, on the TV side, CN2, Corporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on your social media channels, CN2 and WRHI. Like us, subscribe to us, poke us, whatever the terminology that kids use now. Just be part of the conversation, and you are going to become well-informed about what's going on throughout our communities. It is our time to check in with the city of York. We've got Rebecca Mestis as well as Dalton Pierce. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rebecca takes care of the events and special activities, so she'll handle that side of the house in a minute. But Dalton is our city manager, and Dalton, let's get an update if we can on that budget process. Where are we in that process for the city of York?
Right. So we, held meetings a few weeks ago with department heads about their budget requests. Really, it was just kind of a summary, have some backing as to why you're asking for this, and then looking at that internally between myself, the finance director, and our human resource manager about, what is palatable for this coming year, but also making sure we don't fall behind and then, get to a budget year and have to bridge a larger gap than some of those that we're already bridging at this point in time. So, we got a fair amount of budget requests. I think it's close to $4 million as far as that goes across the board. So we're looking at that. Also, recruitment and retention of staff members. So looking what others are doing as far as COLA, merit, performance here in the area. We have an October 1 start date, so we can kind of not reinvent the wheel and see what those around us are doing and then be able to integrate, to our scale and size.
So what's the amount attached to your budget?
So as far as, our total budget right now, just call it a $47 million. And I would say, obviously, half of that is a lot of capital projects that we have going on. And, that's from water, sewer, parks. It's a multitude of different things. We're focused in all areas as far as that goes. But, looking at our staffing levels, the thing that we are running into is, A, we need more specialists. We need more staff, especially on the public safety side, fire, police, but also internally at City Hall, because the challenges keep coming, but also we need to capitalize on those opportunities as well. So making sure we're not too top heavy on that personnel side. I think right now in the current budget, we're at about 43% total loaded calls for staff that we have. We have about 110 full-time employees, but looking over the next 5 years, what can our budget bear paired with those revenue projections? Because basically 90% of our staff is funded out of that general fund. That's police, fire, parks and rec, all that great fun stuff, those departments. But then you have the utility side as well. So making sure that we are able to tackle those problems with some great human capital, but also retain the human capital that we have.
So if your budget, what'd you say, about 47 million? So you're saying about 43% of that is just for employment, staffing?
Right, right.
Okay. Is that kind of comparable to other cities and counties? I've never heard it broken down like that.
A best practice rule of thumb is not to eclipse that 70% mark, and that's total loaded cost, mm-hmm. because there at the city, our benefits, we pay 100% of the healthcare premiums, and we have great premiums if you have dependents and things of that nature. But that's state retirement, that's salaries, and your healthcare, or those insurance premiums. But if we continue to tick up and grow as we are, the thing is especially on the property tax side, I bought a house last year. I only paid the sale of the property taxes. This year, I actually pay a full property tax bill. So last year, we did like 304 COs, and it equated to about $105 million. So that yields about $485,000 in property taxes. Now, that doesn't include the cars, but I can't go into great detail. I don't know who's driving a Pinto or a Maserati. So definitely going to be different as far as that tax bill goes. But, looking at that, and having those projections. But ultimately, we want to continue to keep up and bridge those gaps, but also continue to provide great service. Yes, we're in a growth period, but at some point in time, we will maybe top out and it'll die down a little bit. But at that point in time, it's about continuing that and paralleling those public services that we provide as far as that goes.
And an example of that you gave earlier off air would be like you might need a new fire station.
Right.
And so you can't automatically go in and just hire the whole fire station. So you kind of have to do it in spurts.
We do, you know, and making sure that, you know, you can't go and hire 12 firefighters in one. I guess you could, but I don't know if the revenue is going to be able to allow for that. You probably have to go into some of your fund balance, aka savings. But, you know, being cognizant of that, knowing like, hey, if we can, you know, hire 3 or 4 a year until we get to that point, I know the taxpayers, it'd be boding well for us. You know, that fire district for us is 64 square miles. We just don't service just the city alone, but also having a multi-million dollar fire station and not have any apparatus nor staff in there to go out and, you know, for calls for service. So it's definitely a continuation of trying to be very strategic in our approach, but also handle the day-to-day operations and minimize any of those larger challenges that could come up as far as, you know, in the future and, you know, everyday tasks.
Dalton, what do you think is the biggest issue facing the city of York right now?
I think it is vision and strategy. You know, we have a strategic plan done in 2021, but the city of York changes each and every day. It's a very fluid movement. So those priorities might have shifted. You know, we've tackled a lot of the short term and some, you know, midterm goals that are a part of that. But, you know, council on Monday had a discussion about development. You know, we came out of that moratorium. We had 16 subdivisions approved prior to. Now we're after the moratorium. We've had some developments submitted, but basically looking, you know, council's looking at a future growth strategy along the corridor of the bypass. It's about 5 miles from 321 intersection down to Liberty Street, 161, that intersection close to Moss Justice. And, you know, the thing is that you can have higher density developments along that corridor because that bypass can sustain that average annual daily traffic load. Paired with, you know, it still preserves our downtown, but, you know, council's made a big initiative to push towards commercial development along the bypass, and we've, engaged with Retail Strategies, and they're basically a national real estate firm, but their bread and butter is they work with local governments to basically be an economic development arm, do a lot of data, deep dive research, and go out to these ICSC conferences and solicit and, you know, try to attract commercial retail there to the city. You know, that bodes well for us as far as the tax base goes, but also for those other governments that are part of that tax bill, such as the school district. So there's a lot of moving parts. You know, we came out of that moratorium with the zoning and we updated 3 of our comprehensive plan elements. And I told staff and council that I know we're not going to be dead on the bullseye. We're going to be close to it. We'll see some things we might need to change and work on. But, you know, moving forward, growth in the city of York is going to continue. And in anything that is approved here on out from developments and such, you know, will get us to the end of the decade. But, you know, I was talking the other night, you know, we're looking at probably 15 to 16,000 by the end of the decade with these build outs of these current 16 subdivisions. But then you keep tacking on more, you know, by 2040, you know, the city of York could be pushing closer to 30,000. But at the same time, that growth needs to pay for growth. So such as impact fees, we have a $28 million capital improvement plan. Well, of those 16 subdivisions and those units, you're going to acquire and collect probably $7.8 million. So you're at a shortfall of about $20 million. So we have to get a little bit more innovative in how we're going to pay for some of these projects, paired with if the growth doesn't continue to sustain those impact fees, we have to look at other revenue sources to be able to provide those quality of services, whether it's recreation, fire station, police substation, solid waste trucks. I mean, we're just continuing to grow in all of our services.
Well, when you have a growing city like the city of York, it's all about educating the residents that you have, right? Because some are longtime York residents, yes, and some are new residents. And so, Rebecca, I understand the city of York is going to launch a program, or it's been asked to pilot a program, and walk us through what this program looks like for those residents of York.
Yes. So the city of York was approached by Civics EDU, which is a nonprofit, Charlotte based, and they have a Civics Academy program, CAP. And so what this program is an opportunity for participants to learn about local government. And so it's great for us to be able to, you know, engage with our community so that they can understand, you know, the workings of the government, which I think sometimes most residents don't often don't know what happens and don't get right. So this program is 4 weeks. It includes, you know, workshops. There's tours. So we're in the early stages of this planning, but really excited that we can bring this to York.
When will the program begin? Do we have a start date for that program yet?
We don't. Okay. We're still in conversation with them, but you know, we're working through that. So
when you do let us know, we'll let all the folks know so they can sign up. And then I know we're really pushing up against a break, but we've got our summer concert series that's going to start happening.
Starts May 30th. Okay. That's the kickoff. So next week.
Perfect. All right. And is it every once a month, once a week?
So it is every second and fourth Thursday in June and July. And then the final one is August 8th. So as you know, schools go back earlier this year. So we'll cap it off at the early in August this year.
All right. Well, you can certainly follow along the City of York and those concert dates by checking out the Facebook machine. You've got all the dates right here in front of us. Rebecca Dalton, as always, we appreciate the update from the City of York.